Last year, percussionist and music educator John Bacon started his annual initiative with a musical project celebrating the 100th birth year of Thelonious Monk. That did well, but Bacon wanted to do something bigger this year.
After we completed that, I looked at everything and I said, well, next year, we definitely need to get some more money. And I also need to get some other people involved to help me.
So the Sportsman's Americana Music Foundation is providing $3,000 to help fund 9 concerts throughout Western New York. The initiative is titled Jazz Impressions 1968. Bacon says it being the 50-year anniversary sparked the idea.
It's a turbulent year. It was a monumental year in American history. You know, a lot of important music and events occurred, so we're trying to commemorate that.
You'll hear jazz standards like Herbie Hancock's Speak Like a Child. But there's also some interesting interpretations of well-known tunes like Blackbird. And a very saxophone-inducing version of House Burning Down. Sportsman's Americana Music Foundation President Robert McLennan says they're supporting the initiative because their goal is to expand all Americana music across Western New York.
Americana music is such a big umbrella. It includes jazz. Jazz is just as important as country or bluegrass or blues or rock and roll, rockabilly, anything. It's a big umbrella that encompasses a lot of music. So we didn't want to be pigeonholed in any one type of music or any one area of Western New York.
It hasn't always been easy to get people out for jazz concerts, according to Sportsman's Tavern owner, Dwayne Hall. He's been bringing jazz musicians into his venue for the past 20 years.
It's tough to get people out to see it, especially in a honky-tonk environment like the Sportsman's Tavern. But as the reputation of the bar grew and me keep being persistent in bringing jazz in, people have started finally coming out to watch jazz.
Bacon says he plans on doing a new theme every year.
I'm really interested in the idea of the interdisciplinary art. So this year we've got literary artists involved. Tentatively next year we're going to have the theme be jazz at the movies. So we'll be looking at all different ways that jazz has interacted with the movies and can presently interact with the movies.
With musicians like alto saxophonist Bobby Militello, pianist George Caldwell, and even Buffalo News music critic Jeff Myers on board, the jazz scene continues to grow in Buffalo, one collaboration at a time. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.